Morning and welcome to this New Year's service.
早安，欢迎大家来到今年的第一次的主日崇拜。
In English, may you have a Happy New Year.
在中文来说是祝大家新年快乐。
In Asian culture, may you have a prosperous New Year.
在东方人来说的话，祝你新年发财。
Which is not to suppose that to be prosperous is to be happy.
并不是说你发财了就一定快乐。
Or to be happy is to be prosperous.
也并不是说你发快乐了就一定发财。
In any event, may you walk with God this year and enjoy it.
我们实在是愿你今年能够与神同行。
Now, just before we look at the text together, I want to offer a couple of explanations.
那么在我们开始看今天的经文之前，我先要跟大家做一个解释。
First, as one church, we try to gather for worship 6, 7, 8 times a year.
我们是同样一个教会，所以我们在一年当中差不多有6、7次的时间，我们愿意有一个联合的聚会。
You will notice that we typically have different worship styles.
你会感觉到我们教会有不同的这种崇拜的方式。
Our worship styles differ according to age.
根据我们的年龄不同，我们的崇拜的方式可能有不一样。
Our worship styles differ according to the language we're comfortable with.
那么根据我们的语言的不同，我们也有不同的崇拜的方式。
Some of us prefer organ.
有的人喜欢风琴。
Some of us prefer drums.
有的人喜欢打鼓。
The noisier, the better.
鼓声是越大越好。
So we have different ways of worshiping.
所以我们有不同的方式来敬拜。
But we worship the one God.
但是我们所敬拜的神乃是一位。
And a few times a year, because we are one family, we put aside our preferences and we worship together.
因为我们是在神里面是同一家的人，所以我们把我们不同的喜好把它放在旁边，一起来敬拜神。
So sometimes Chinese worship team leads worship.
所以有的时候我们是中文部的福音队或者是敬拜团来领我们做敬拜。
Today English worship team.
那么今天是英文部的敬拜团领我们敬拜。
Now it's always a lot more work to worship together.
每一次当我们要一起来联合崇拜的时候，所做的预备工作通常是比较多的。
So we thank the brothers and sisters who went to all the trouble of preparing the PowerPoint.
所以我们也很感谢很多弟兄姊妹把他自己的时间线上一起来预备这些投影在后面墙上的这些文件。
And to the English worship team for choosing songs that at least existed in both languages.
那么我们这个英文部的崇拜小组呢，也尽量的去选这些诗歌，至少在两种语言都能够有的。
And if you find this style of worship slightly uncomfortable, we thank you for worshiping with us.
假如你觉得这样子的崇拜对你来说不是很习惯，但是我们仍然感谢你，你今天在这里一起与我们崇拜。
Because we are one family.
因为我们实在是一家人。
Not only are we one family, we are one close-knit family.
我们不只是一家人，我们是一家非常亲密的一家人。
And yet, once again, if there is a gap between you and your neighbor, I would ask you to move toward the center.
假如你现在跟你旁边坐的人之间有一些空隙的话，我很愿意请求你们坐得更近一点。
Sometimes when we have overflow, we send people over to the chapel.
有的时候当我们人太多的时候，我们就把挤不下的人呢，就送到我们的小礼拜堂去。
But you know, the singing is so much more powerful when we're all packed in tight together.
但是你知道我们在一起敬拜一起唱歌的时候，我们如果能够一起挤在同一个屋檐之下，我们会觉得更加的亲密。
So pack in real tight.
所以呢，两个人能够紧密的连接在一起。
And we enjoy the fellowship together.
所以我们可以在一起有我们一起的敬拜。
And after all that long announcement, now my sermon will be 5 minutes shorter.
所以已经把我的讲到的时间用掉了5分钟。
When you think of New Year, what do you think of?
当你想到新年的时候，你心里面想到什么事？
Of course, it's New Year resolutions.
当然，你是新年新志愿。
We all, well, until we get old and jaded and discouraged, we make New Year resolutions.
除非你已经老到一个地步，你对这个事儿没兴趣了，不然的话，你大概到了新年，总是想要立一个新的志愿。
And as we get older, we realize we didn't keep last year's, or the year before, or the year before that, or ever since we were born, and so we give up.
所以到有一天你一直说，我去年、我前年、在大前年，甚至于我好像生下来就开始每一年的励志，好像每一年都没有把我的励志能够行得出来，也许你就放弃了。
So let me tell you some New Year resolutions I found on the internet this week.
我现在告诉你一些我最近在这个网络上所查到的一些新年的历史志。
A Sydney Morning Herald columnist Kerry Sackville offered 9 steps to a better life.
新德里的晨报上面，他给了我们九点怎么样能够过一个更好的生活生命。
Her first resolution is this.
她的第一个志愿是
I will stop yelling at my husband when I'm cranky.
当我心里不高兴的时候，我不再对着我的丈夫大叫。
Sisters, any sisters want to make that resolution this morning?
有没有哪一位姊妹愿意立这样的志愿？
Any brothers want their wives to make that resolution this morning?
有没有弟兄愿意他的妻子立同样的志愿？
But she goes on to say, well, I'll try to keep this resolution.
但她接下来她就说,我要试着去实行这样的志愿。
But when I'm cranky, if I don't yell at my husband, who will I yell at?
但是当我心里不舒服的时候,我不对他叫,我能够对谁叫呢？
My children are too young, they'll be emotionally damaged, and I'll have to pay for their therapy.
假如说我要对我的儿女们叫的话,他们可能年纪太轻,这样叫对他们心理有不良的影响,还要花钱送他去看心理医生。
My mother's elderly, she might have a stroke.
假如对我的妈妈叫的话,她年纪太大了,说不定她会得脑充血。My
friends will yell back.
假如像我的朋友叫的话,她所可能叫的对我叫的更凶。
So who else can I yell at?
我能够向谁叫呢?
Now I know we have a high-tech church here.
我知道我们教会你是一个高科技的教会。
So I offer some New Year resolutions for internet junkies.
所以我对这些网络迷我有一些给你们一些建议。
First,
第一点,
I will try to find out why I really need 7 email addresses.
第一点我要仔细去想为什么我会有7个网络上的网址,邮址。 对不起,电邮的邮址。
Second, I will stop sending email to my wife.
第二个,我不再把这个电邮送给我的太太。
A third, I resolve that I will spend more time with neglected children this year.
那么第三点,我要开始不再忽略这些小孩。
My children, I mean.
就是我自己的小孩。
Or if you're tired of making the same resolutions year after year that you never keep, here's one proposed solution.
假如说你每一年所立的志你都没有办法实现,这最后我有一点建议。
Make resolutions that you can keep.
你立一个志,你能够实现的。
Don't let discouragement get you down.
不要让你的失望让你就觉得放弃了。
Aim lower.
把你的立志立得低一点。
First resolution.
低一点。
I will gain at least 5 pounds this year.
我愿意大吃大喝,也许能够长5磅。
Second resolution.
第二点。
I will stop exercising.
我不再做运动了。
Third resolution.
第三点。
I will read less and watch more TV.
少读书,多看电视。
Fourth resolution.
第四点。
I will do less work and more goofing off.
少做工,多去玩。
Guaranteed success.
保证你能够达到你的志愿。
Or finally, the Toronto Star columnist.
最后,多伦多的新晨报说,
who wrote, I'm sick of New Year resolutions.
我对这个新年励志感到厌烦了。
For this New Year, I resolve only one thing.
今年我的励志只有一点。
You know where it's headed, right?
你知道是什么吗?
I resolve to give up New Year's resolutions.
我立志今年不再立志了。Now,
Scripture never teaches us to make resolutions, particularly at New Year.
我们的圣经从来没有教我们在新年的时候要立志。But
it does teach us.
但是它是这样的教我们什么呢?
To live with resolution.
是要我们在我们的生活当中能够觉知。
It does teach us to be conscious and explicit about how we want to live.
对我们如何过我们的生活,过我们的日子,是有绝对一个很正确的一个指示。
And to carry on that way of life with resolve.
那么不只是要过这样子的生活,而且要有觉知的能够去把它实行出来。
And so in Philippians chapter 2, Paul writes,
所以在菲利比书第二章这边保罗这样记载。
Continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
就当恐惧战尽，做成你们得救的功夫。
For it is God who works in you to will and to act according to His good purpose.
因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们里面心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
Notice His resolve.
这是叫做立志。
Continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
这是不断的、经常的、一直的去把你的这个恐惧战惊的心。
Continue.
不断的不停的
work out
做成
fear and trembling
恐惧战兢
notice all the resolve that Paul packs into one verse one half of a verse
你所有的决志就在这一句话里面完全的表露出来
continue to work out
不停的不断的去把它做成
you know often because people coming to Christ is so important often we focus on coming to Christ
我们常常把到神的面前来这个事看得非常的重要所以我们常常强调到神的面前来
And because this is so important we focus so exclusively on coming to Christ we forget about growing in Christ
我们常常非常强调到神的面前来但是我们忽略了在神里面的成长
Well we don't entirely forget it but we tend to underemphasize it
我们并没有说把它忘记而是可能忽略了而是把它变成把它看成不是那样的重要
Coming to Christ is essential
到神的面前来是非常的重要
But often we treat the rest of it like icing on the cake
我们常常就把这以后的事情就变成只是你的蛋糕上面的一些装饰品而已
As though, you know, icing on a cake It's nice if you have it but it's still a cake without it
就是说你的蛋糕上面的装饰品有没有都是一个蛋糕
But notice Paul's sense of resolve and urgency.
但是保罗在这边特别的提到说，你们要做成你们得救的功夫，而且是有一些急迫感。
He doesn't say get saved this year.
他没有告诉你说你今年应该去得救。
He says continue to work out your salvation.
他这边说你们要经常的做成你得救的功夫。
The first day of new life is a wonderful thing.
当你得救重生得救的那第一天是一个很了不起的事
But it's followed by many days and many months and many years after
但是那个之后有许多的天在紧接着它而来
Often we use salvation for what happens when we pray to receive Christ
我们常常把得救的事与我们与在神面前立志在神面前祷告接受它连在一起
So we may ask people are you saved?
所以我们问一些人说你得救了吗
Have you ever prayed to receive Christ?
你有没有在神的面前祷告你愿意接受主耶稣
But Paul is not using the word salvation here to refer to praying to receive Christ.
但是这个地方保罗讲的并不是说在神面前的那一个祷告得救的那个祷告
It's an entire way of life.
而是你一生的生命
Not something we do one day.
并不是你在一天中所做的事而已
But something we continue to do.
而是你不断继续的去做的事。
Continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
不断的做成你得救的功夫，而且要有这个恐惧战兢的心。
Becoming saved is like stepping your foot into a forest or a nature reserve.
你当你得救的时候，就好像你的脚踏进了一个森林。
You don't stop with the first step. You continue to explore. Continue to grow.
你并不是说你的第一步踏出去之后你就停了而你继续的往前走继续在发掘那里面的生命
Continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling
做成你们得救的功夫用一个恐惧战兢的心
And so as Christians we face the new year with resolve
所以当我们做一个基督徒在新年的时候我们就要立志
Notice the primary reason Paul gives for living with resolve in the Christian life
那么这边保罗特别讲出来的一个理由为什么我们要在做基督徒的生命当中要这样的立志
Why do we live this way?
为什么我们要过这样的生活
Not to earn God's approval
并不是这样做了之后神才能够允许我们才接受我们
Not so that God is somehow more satisfied with us
并不是说因为我们这样做了之后神就对我们能够更加的满意
Not so that somehow we can be more deserving of His grace or more deserving of heaven.
并不是因为我们这样做了之后，我们就更配得他的恩典。
But because he is at work in our lives.
而是因为这样子的话，他就在我们的生命当中继续的做工。
For it is God who is at work in you both to will and to act.
是神在你的心中，帮助你能够立志行事。
Paul writes, work out your salvation, because it's God who's at work in you.
他要你们做成得救的功夫，因为他这边说是神在你们的心里面运行。
Now this illustration may be a little simplistic, but let me illustrate it with lawn care.
也许我用这个家里面院子里面割草来做一个例子。
We work out our salvation because God is at work in us.
我们能够做成得救的功夫，是因为神在我们的心里面，在我们心里面做工。
Those of you who bear responsibility for mowing your lawn will understand something about this.
假如你在家里面是负责剪草的话，你可能会明白我的这个话。
Notice I say those of you, I don't say you men will.
我是说你并没有说只是男生。
Because I understand that in some families it's the woman's responsibility to cut the lawn.
因为我知道有人家里面太太们也剪草的。
And in even more families, it's the teenager's responsibility. That is, of course, why we have children.
为什么我会生孩子呢？因为他们长大了之后可以帮我们剪草。
The Bible says, "Who does not work does not eat," and that applies to my household.
在神上说，你们不可以吃闲饭，圣经上讲的，你们不可以吃闲饭，所以为什么我们要生小孩？
But no parent would descend the kid out to the yard with a pair of scissors and say, "Mow the lawn."
没有父母说把我的孩子们送到这个外面去剪草，就给他一把剪刀说去剪那个草。
And in the old days, there were these contraptions, I suppose they still sell them, but I've never seen anyone use them, where you stand behind this thing and push it, and it only cuts your lawn as you push, the blade spins.
那么我小时候的时候也见到过有一些就是靠你的力量来推的时候，那个剪草机会打转的时候就可以剪草。
It's a very laborious way to cut a lawn.
那是蛮辛苦的，要花很多的体力，很多的功夫去剪的草。
Of course, at the other end, you've got these riding lawnmowers.
在另外一个方面来说的话，也有你可以坐在上面，它就自己会去剪的。
And they're wonderful things to have, but they don't illustrate the Christian life very well.
那个坐在上面剪草的机器对今天的这个说明不实在，不合适。
Because you know what a riding lawnmower, it takes no work at all.
因为你坐在这个坐在上面的这个剪草机的话，你可以说是不用做什么的工作。
You can sit there with a cup of iced tea in one hand and a magazine in the other and steer with your knees and go around the yard.
如果你的技术好的话，也许你可以一面喝茶，一面看杂志，用你的膝盖就可以驾这个车子。
But think about the power mowers that you stand behind and you move.
那我们来想想看这个用马达发动的这样一个剪草机，你站在它的后面来推它。
The mower cuts the grass.
那个剪草机能够剪草。
Without the mower, the grass doesn't get cut.
假如说没有这个剪草机，那么没有这个马达的话，草就剪不动。
But you still have to work.
但是你还是需要做一些事儿。
You still have to stand behind that thing and push it.
你还是需要站在它的后面来推它。
The riding lawnmower, it does it all itself.
那么你坐在上面的这个剪草机呢，它就能够比较自动的去做。
Now we've got to be careful with this sort of illustration.
那么这样子的说明可能要小心一点。
The point I'm making, trying to make with it is the same point Paul is making.
那么我现在用这个例子，就好像保罗这边所说的一样。
God calls us to work out our salvation with fear and trembling.
因为神在这边呼召我们，用恐惧战兢的心做成我们得救的功夫。
And yet we can work it out only because he's at work in us.
我们能够这样做的原因是因为神在我们心里面运行。
I can only mow my lawn because my mower works.
我能够剪草是因为我有一个剪草机。
I can only live the Christian life because God's at work in me.
我能够活出一个基督徒的生命是因为神在我身上活着。
But of course, God does more than a power mower does.
那当然，神所做的工是超过一个有马达的剪草机。
Notice what God does in this verse.
你注意到神在这边怎么说？
He works in us.
他在我们心里运行。
not only to empower us to live the Christian life,
不只是给我们这样能够做一个基督徒的能力,
but to give us the desire to lead a Christian life.
也能够给我们有立志行这个事的能力。
Now I've seen mowers with a lot of attachments.
我看到有许多的这个剪草机器，有许多不同的附件。
But I have never seen one which gave me the desire to actually go out and mow my lawn rather than sitting on my couch watching the football game.
但是没有任何一个剪草机会让我立志就要去剪这个草。
But this is what God does.
但是神在我们身上的作为不同。
He stirs our heart to love Him.
他要我们立志的能够爱他。
He stirs our heart to love one another.
他叫我们能够立志的彼此相爱。
He stirs our heart to serve Him.
他让我们能够立志能够服侍他。
He stirs our heart to serve one another.
让我们能立志彼此的服侍。
Not only to act, but also to want to act.
不只是要这样去行，而且能够立这样的志。
He stirs our heart to want to work on our relationship with our family.
让我们能够立志在我们家里面能够把我们彼此之间的关系能够做得更好。
He stirs our heart to honor Him on the job.
也让我们能够在我们的工作上面能够荣耀他的名。
He stirs our heart to serve in the church and in the community.
让我们能够立志在一个教会里面彼此之间能够服侍。
And He not only stirs our heart, but He empowers us.
他不只是让我们能够这样立志，也能够让我们有能力这样去运行。
He grants us both the desire and the ability.
所以能够给我们有这样的志愿，也能够给我们有这样的能力。
So as we face the new year together,
所以当我们面对一个新年的时候,
let us resolve this,
让我们来立这样的志,
that we will continue to work out our salvation with fear and trembling.
让我们能够立志有恐惧战兢的心, 能够做成得救的功夫,
not to work for our salvation,
不是为我们的得救而工作,
but as people who are saved to work out our salvation.
而是当我们得救之后，能够把我们的救恩能够行出来。
For it is God who is at work in us.
因为是神在我们的身上工作。
Now for some concrete suggestions.
那么现在有一些比较具体的建议。
Let me take you back to the passage and the sermon that Pastor Steve preached to us last week.
让我现在带你们回到上个礼拜张牧师在这边所讲的道。
That passage in his analysis of it gives us some excellent concrete suggestions for the coming year. The passage divides naturally into three or four sections.
那么他所讲的那一篇道，它里面所用的经文很自然的能够分成三方面或四方面。
The first few verses focus on what we do outside the home, our public life.
那么最前面的一段是讲到我们怎么样在外面，在家里以外。 对外的时候怎么样做，我们做一个基督徒。
Love each other as brothers.
我们彼此成兄弟相爱之心。
Show hospitality to travelers.
要爱心接待客旅。
Helping prisoners.
要纪念被捆绑的人。
Today, this morning, while you sit here, think of something concrete, something practical, something feasible that you can do to help outside the home.
所以今天早上你坐在这里的时候，我就请你能够默想，能够想到在你家以外有些什么事能够做，能够帮助别人。
To help your brothers and sisters in Christ.
帮助你在主内的弟兄姐妹。
To show hospitality to strangers.
用你的爱心能够接待客旅。
To help the needy or imprisoned.
去帮助一些需要的人或者是被捆绑的人。
A journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step.
走1000里路始于的第一步。
Think of something concrete you can do.
想到一些事情是实在的，确实的，你能够做的。
Something practical, something feasible, something manageable.
你能够做得到的一些事情。
You know, let's say you decide you're going to help the needy or orphans.
好像说你想要去帮助一些需要的人或者是孤儿。
Don't start with the project of deciding to adopt an orphan.
你不用说我既然这样的决志，我说我现在就要去领养一个孤儿。
Start with something smaller that you can actually manage.
或许你要一些比较小的一些步骤，你马上就能够做的。
Perhaps raising funds for a particular orphanage drive.
可能你捐钱给哪一些孤儿院。
Or befriending people in an orphanage.
或者是跟一些孤儿院里面的某些人能够交上朋友。
If you decide to help those in need or prisoners,
假如你愿意去帮助那些被捆绑的或者是在监狱里面的。
Most of you should not resolve to start a prison ministry at MCI Concord this year.
你用不着说就到 Concord 的那个监狱里面去开始一个新的施工。
Do something smaller.
你可以从一个小步小的一步着开始。
Something more practical and manageable.
是一些你能够马上做得到的事情。
A volunteer in a social welfare agency.
你可以到一个社会福利的机关里面去做义工。
Next year when Operation Mitten comes around, help out with that.
当明年这个手套行动再回来的时候，你开始跟他有积极的加入。
Or when Salvation Army is looking for people to help with Chinese language as they give out gifts to the poor.
或许这个基督救世军他们需要有一些能够说国语的人能够参加，你可以去那边做义工。
Or volunteer with the Pine Street Inn.
那么 Boston downtown 的那个难民流民的收集所，你可以到那边去帮他们的忙。
Something manageable.
一些你能够做的事。
It's not dramatic.
不是一些很巨大的改变。
But it contributes to the work of God in the world.
能够在神在这世上的工作，你能够做上一份你自己能做的。
And it's a way we can work out our salvation.
也能够帮助我们的救恩的成长。
Or look at Hebrews chapter 13, verses 4 to 6.
那我们接下来看这个希伯来书13章第4到第6节。
The focus is on marriage and on money.
那么这边所讲的是你家庭的事，你的婚姻，你的理财。
Think of one thing you can do repeatedly in your family this year, one practical thing that you can feasibly do to work out your salvation within the context of your family.
那么同样的一个理由，同样的一个原则，你想到一些实际的你可以做的事情，能够在你的家里面帮助你做成得救的功夫。
Don't pledge or resolve that you will never speak harshly to your husband or wife this whole year.
你大概不需要立志说我今年再也不对我的先生或者是妻子讲一些粗的话。
Unless you are a saint,
除非你是一个神圣的人。
Or a pastor,
或者是一个牧师。
or an elder.
牧师。
You will never succeed in that sort of resolve. Well, I'm not succeeding.
You? 除非你是牧师，不然你不会成功的。
Something feasible.
是你能够做得到的事儿。
Resolve that each day you will compliment your husband or wife on one good thing they did that day that you valued.
或许你可以立志在每一天你能够讲一句。话一句好的话，就是你的先生或者是妻子做了一些事情，你可以 compliment 他的。
You know that we will lose our tempers from time to time. It happens.
我们都知道我们这个脾气很难控制。
But we can control this.
但是这一点我们能够控制。
We can resolve to give one sincere word of appreciation.
我们能够讲一两句。欣赏的话。
And for all those saints who are already giving one, you can bump it up to two next year.
假如说你已经成圣到一个地步，每天都会说一句这样的话的话，你明年也许就说两句。
Hebrews warns about being excessively preoccupied with money.
那么希伯来书这边也特别说，你不可贪财。
And that often influences how we work, often influences how we relate to our children.
我们怎么样工作也往往会反映在我们跟孩子之间的关系上。
We come home tired, exhausted, and stressed out, and we snap at our kids.
当我们在工作的时候，我们太忙了，太累了，回到家之后就对孩子们发脾气。
I don't think it's feasible to promise or resolve that we will never snap at our kids this year.
大概你要想要立志今年不再对你的孩子发脾气，这个事儿是不容易做到的。
But we can resolve to apologize when we snap at our kids.
但是我们也许能够立志，当我们对孩子们说重了话的时候，我们知道怎么样向他道歉。
Or we could resolve to take one four-hour chunk every month where we will do something especially with our kids and with no one else and allow nothing to interfere with that.
或许你能够在每一个月当中至少花一个小时的时间能够与你的孩子单独的相处，没有别人的打扰。
Let us resolve to work out our salvation with fear and trembling within our homes this year.
所以我们能够做一个得救的功夫，能够从我们的家里面开始。
And finally, Hebrews 13, verses 7 and 10 focuses on our relationship with God.
那么接下来这个希伯来书13章7到10节是讲我们跟神的关系。
This year, let us resolve to work out our relationship with God, work out our salvation with fear and trembling in our relationship with God.
那我们能够在用恐惧战兢的心做成得救的功夫的事上，能够更新与神之间的关系。
Something realistic that you're not already doing.
同样的，也是一些实际的你能够做得到的事情。
I would not encourage people typically to resolve that they will read the whole Bible in a year.
我通常不敢鼓励大家说你今年一年一定要读经一遍。
Unless they're already reading big chunks of the Bible.
除非你已经是到成熟到一个地步是很快的很大批的大量的在读这个圣经。
For many people, that's too big a promise to make at once.
因为对有些人来说这样子的应允这样子的应许可能是太大了一点。
We can, however, resolve that if I haven't been reading the Bible regularly this year, we can resolve to read one paragraph of Scripture.
或许你能够走一个小小的一步，就是说你每一天能够读一段圣经。
One devotional reading.
每一天能够有一个你自己灵修的时间，好好的去读那个圣经。
It's not something that we can boast about.
不是一些你要在外面吹嘘的事情。
It's not something dramatic.
不是一些很巨大重大的改变的事情。
But it does move us forward in our salvation.
而是让我们在我们得救的功夫上能够往前行。
Should you resolve to pray every day for 30 minutes?
你是不是要立志每一天都要祷告30分钟呢？
Well, if you're already praying every day for 25, then I think that's a good resolution.
假如你每天已经祷告25分钟的话，我想这是一个很好的志愿。
But it may be more practical and attainable to resolve to pray for 5 minutes a day.
但是假如对你来说是比较能够让你达得到的一个目标呢，可能是每一天能够有五分钟的时间去祷告。
Whatever the detail looks like for each of us,
不管这里面的内容对每个人是怎么样的。
Let us resolve together to do this.
让我们一同为以下的来立志。
That we will make measurable progress in our walk, in our salvation this year.
我们在今年能够做一些我们自己能够衡量能够测量的一些进步。
That in at least some small way,
至少在一些小的脚步上
we will work out our salvation.
我们能够做成得救的功夫。
In our public lives,
在我们公众的场合的生命当中。
In our private lives,
在我们私人的生活当中。
And in our walk with God.
在我们与神同行的事上。
For the key is not that we have resolved.
这主要的并不是说我们立了什么志。
Nor is the key that we are at work.
也不是说我们已经在做什么。
All of this is possible.
这些能够做到的。
Because God is at work in us, not only to work, but also to will His good pleasure.
而是神能够在我们心中要我们愿意去这样做。
Let us pray together.
让我们一同祷告。
Father, we seek to honor you with our lives.
天父，我们实在是愿意在我们的生命当中荣耀你的名。
We seek to honor you in our public life.
在我们在众人的面前，我们能够荣耀你。
We seek to honor you in our family life.
在我们的家庭生活当中，我们能够荣耀你。
We seek to honor you in our walk with you.
在我们与你每日同行的事工上，我们能够荣耀你。
Father, we are so grateful that you have promised.
我们心中真是如此的感恩，因为你这样子的应允我们。
You've promised to stir up these desires.
因为你在这当中要我们有这样的意愿。
You've promised to work in our lives.
而且你在我们的当中要这样成就这样的工作。
Father, be with us this year.
在今年当中，我们恳求你继续的与我们同在。
That we could work out our salvation just a little bit further.
让我们能够做成成就的工得做成得救的工作上能够有更进一步。
and that we could enjoy you while we do so.
那我们能够一同的享受与你的同在。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。